So in the end, Hester Prynne is faced with a pretty tough decision, huh? Does she rat on the person who's responsible for her predicament, or does she keep his secret and face the scorn of society? Pretty relevant stuff, eh, Matthews? Hey, Hunter?
Sir! It stood for adultery, sir!
I was practicing for military school.
Matthews, hang for a minute, will you?
I can't, sir. I've got a date with Destiny.
You could be a couple of minutes late. What's Feeney gonna do, suspend you?
It's going so psycho over this, don't you think?
I think when you're new at a school like you and me, first impressions really stick. They decide your reputation. What if tomorrow you raised your hand and I said, what do you want, booger?
Would you do that?
They'd probably follow you all through high school. Maybe all your life, people would call you booger.
Would you do that?
Well, I'm the teacher. I can do whatever I want. I wield the power to inform and to influence. So do people who make funny newspaper headlines about the principal, who's new in school, like you and me.
So you're saying I should squeal on my friend?
No, I'm not.
So I should cover for him?
I'm not saying that either.
So what are you saying?
I was hoping you'd know.
Listen, about the headline and all. Well, I'm sorry for what happened. Must have hurt being called, you know.
How as if I never heard it before? It was practically my nickname growing up. That's not to leave this room.
I guess it's more of a big deal than I thought.
As principal of this high school, I'm expected to keep order. Unchecked, these pranks undermine my authority and breed disrespect.
So I guess I get punished for something I didn't do.
Name the person who did, and you walk out of here scot-free.